This is Dr. Singh Bictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient first name is Laura, last name is Shepherd, Shepard. Date of birth is 9/2/1928. Date of evaluation 7/1/2022. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric re-evaluation for management of patients, ongoing depression, crying spells, agitation, history of present illness. This is a 93 years old female who is well familiar to her service. I had last seen her on June 7, 2022 and had extensive discussion with patient's son who had asked for discontinuation of Nudexta, N-U-E-D-E-X-D-A, believing that it wasn't much effective. I had recommended trial of a low dose of Abilify in addition to Prestique. Staff reports that patient continues to have crying spells and episodic agitation. During my evaluation, she was resting in bed and her mood seems to be a little bit less dysphoric than when I had seen her on June 7th, 2022. She appears to be tolerating Abilify 2 mg well without any adverse effects. Patient shows ongoing confusion and cognitive impairment. No thoughts of harm to self or others. She denied any auditory or visual hallucinations. I called patient's son again, who stated that he and his sister has a power of attorney. He reports that his sister adamantly believes that discontinuation of Nudexta contributed to patient's ongoing crying spells and persistent depressive symptoms. The family wants patient to be back on Nudexta. I advised them that Nudexta is for pseudobulbar affect and not necessarily for persistent depression. Patient's son was adamant that she be started on Nudexta. He also reports that the family was upset because the facility did not contact our service soon enough. Patient's son is well aware of risks and benefits of use of current psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on June 17, 2022, under current medications, Ativan 0.5 milligram, Q6 hours, Prestique 50 milligram once a day, and Abilify 2 milligram once a day. And Nudexta was discontinued upon my last visit on June 7th, 2022. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, not as irritable as before, motor movements normal, gait lying in bed, speech soft, mood dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, memory decent, mildly impaired, final knowledge, limited judgment and insight limited. Next paragraph, assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1, plans continue, Pristique and Abilify as prescribed. Number two, pseudobulbar effect for F48.2, plans restart new Dexta 20-10 milligram Q12 hours at request of patient's power of attorney to improve pseudobulbar effect. Number three, vascular dementia without behavioral disturbance, F01.50. Disposition, staff needs to continue to encourage patient to participate in diversional activities. Period, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, socialization with others. Period, notify our service for any persistent mood changes, medication adverse effects. A long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Procedure code 99. 309 under supplemental administrative common side effects of SNRI, antipsychotics, new Dexta. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, stated goal benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.